You're listening to Trot the Egging, hosted by John Hetherington, working with Widnes Rugby Union Football Club, sponsored by Boydells. This week's rugby story is that of a fan favourite of the Vikings, and probably everywhere he's been, due to his on-field efforts and the time he gives to the fans off the field. An all-round good guy and a huge family man. A career which has included stints with the Vodafone New Zealand Warriors, the Junior Kiwis, Samoa, Bradford Bulls, Widnes Vikings, a spell in France, Sale FC, and the North Wales Crusaders. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know him. Ladies and gents, it's Mr. Patrick Arvan. Right, Patty, so before we get stuck into your rugby story, mate, how's lockdown been for you and the family?
It's not been too bad. I enjoyed being by myself anyway, so it's been quite a blessing.
Yeah. Good stuff, mate. So where was home and who lived with you as a kid?
I lived at home with my mum and dad, and I got one older brother and one younger brother.
Right, so how was that at home? Was it like, was it a competitive between you? Was you, did you just get on all the time? Was it civil?
Oh, with me and my younger brother, yeah, it was really competitive. Like, I'd throw punches at him if he beat me in rugby on the rugby PlayStation game. But my older brother, he was just too cool for us. He wasn't fast.
All right, mate. So what ball first caught your attention and your brother's attention as a kid?
Well, we all played football.
Right.
My mum and dad played football in a Samoan tournament. And I played with my dad when I was 10 and against men. I was pretty fast when I was a kid, so they just put three balls for me and I'd run onto it and probably always miss 9 out of 10 times.
So do you think that's coincided with your goal kicking ability as you've got older and got on the rugby field then, mate?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I wanted to do when I first started playing was goal kick, because I could strike the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I wasn't really fast. I just kick when no one else wanted to kick.
Yeah, so it's one of them things, I suppose, where it's the only time it can just be you against you, I suppose, mate, isn't it, when you're goal kicking?
Yeah, I liked it a little bit, but it's a bit too much pressure for me.
Right, mate. So we'll go right back then. And how was the school system back at home, and was sport something they encouraged as a kid?
Yeah, well, I played every sort of sports, pretty much just to get out of school, really.
Yeah.
I did gymnastics, played netball, everything.
Right. So, if you look back, because obviously some of your finishing ability is outrageous, them things must all click together for you to be able to produce that on a Saturday or a Sunday, mate.
Yeah, at school I played touch rugby.
Right.
And that's where all my diving ability come from. Yeah. And no one was doing it when I was coming through, and I was on the wing, so I was just like, oh, if I do a touch dive, they probably can't hit me out.
Yeah, because did the flag count back then, Pat?
Yeah, it did, but I could get it just before the pole.
Yeah. Right, mate. So when did you begin playing club rugby, and who was it for, and how did you end up playing?
Well, my older brother played, and I just wanted to be like him. He's the best rugby player I've ever seen in my eyes. So
yeah.
I wanted to be exactly like him, so I took it up as well. I was about 11 or 12.
Right.
My first year, I wasn't the best, but then I just worked on it and got better and better every year.
Yeah. So was it, if you can remember back, mate, was it a full pitch? Was it 13 a side? Did you have a coach stood behind you, or was it just go and play?
I think it was like 10 metres in.
Right.
10 metres from the try line was like a small field, and I went pretty all right, not too bad. It was for my local club, Te Arati Roosters, and Suya Matangi, he plays for Castleford Target at the moment. He was one of my best mates. We grew up together on the same road, so we just ended up playing together.
So did them early memories, are they fond ones for you, and do you still manage to speak to lads from back then?
Oh, I'm useless at communicating. I'm hardly ever on Twitter or Instagram. Yeah. My wife has all my passwords, so she does most of my posts.
Fair enough, mate. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, a bit of peace.
Yeah.
Except when I'm either.
She's good at that kind of stuff, so I just I just tell her what I want to say, really, and she puts it on.
Right, that's fair enough, mate. So, from a young age, when was your first representative opportunity?
Oh, I think it was under 13s or 14s, I played Auckland Rugby League.
Yeah, and
No.
how did you find that, mate?
Yeah, it was good. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. There was a couple of us that had to jump up two age groups.
Right. So as a kid, that's quite drastic, Patty, isn't it?
Oh, nah, not really. It's just you want to
No.
play. You'll play against anyone at that age, no matter how big they are, really.
Yeah, you do, to be fair, mate. So,
I was one of the kids that wasn't scared of anything. I was in
yeah.
trouble all the time, so might as well get
Nothing.
in trouble on the
Yeah, nothing wrong with being fearless, mate, is
field.
there? Yeah. So how did you find the representative stuff from the club stuff? Was it much of better standard, or was you not too fussed? Like you've said, you just crack on and see what happens.
Oh, it was much better standards because the team I was playing for wasn't that great.
Right.
So when I went into representative rugby, it was much better for me because I had better players around me and they made me look good. So I ended up getting like even higher and higher. So
Yeah. So what's the process of being selected for Auckland Rugby League then? So is there a trial system and
yeah, back then there was. I don't know if there is now.
right.
We had to trial out, and I was only a young fella, and I was like, my mom said, "Do you want to go to this trial?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll go give it a go." And I ended up getting picked.
So what would you rock up and would they split a group of kids into three or four teams and you
Yeah,
play like against each other?
pretty much. We just played. It was like just a trial game, but
Yeah.
everyone was pre going pretty full on.
Right. So was school something you enjoyed, Pat, or was it just good for socializing for you? Because a lot of players preferred the social side of school.
Yeah, I liked it when I was in primary school, and then that's when it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
When it gets a bit serious, that's when I started drifting away and just started going for socializing, playing
Yeah.
sport.
How did you find the transition from junior school to high school? Was you okay with it up until it, like you said, it got serious?
Yeah, I was fine because
Yeah.
my older brother had been gone before me,
Right.
so by
Plus the
the time.
rugby breaks a lot of ice, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Rugby opens doors, doesn't it? So
Yeah.
yeah. So you started playing rep pretty early, considering you were quite a latecomer to rugby, would you say, at 12?
Yeah, I think it was my second year in, and I made a
Yeah.
rep team, and I was pretty happy with that.
Right, so chat through your selection process for New Zealand under 16s for us, please, mate. So how did they get in touch about you going, and how did he let you know you've got in and things like that?
Yeah, under 16, fuck. That's a while back, and I
Mate, you're only
don't
21,
think
aren't
I wish I was only 21.
you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we got picked up from the Auckland tournament. They pick a New Zealand team from that. So we play in Auckland. We play teams down south, Christchurch,
Yeah.
Wellington. It's just like a couple of day tournaments, and then they just pick a team from there.
Right, and when you're in them tournaments, do you see that the levels are really good?
Yeah,
Can you tell class from, so can you tell elite from good and average to good? Can you tell them steps?
everyone
Yeah.
was good at that because it's representative rugby.
Yeah.
And then you go back to club and you're going, oh man, how come these guys aren't doing this? And as a
Yeah.
kid, you don't really know, so you just.
No. Did they rely on you to take anything back to the club, Pat? So any like moves, any ideas, any, so if you were playing against other lads that you just played with, was the in your head about how good they are and what they do? Or was you too young for that, really?
No, like I was too young for that, but the team I was playing for was 2 years older, and I would go back to the club and play my own age. So, like, I would see none of them again until representative rugby.
Right. Do you reckon did that hinder you or anything, or was you happy to do that?
No, I was happy to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, but then I went a year up, and I just ended up always playing a year up. It was better for me because I was pretty much the same size as I am since I've been 12.
Right. Just your nose grew a little
Yeah.
bit.
I had a beard back in when I was 12 as well, so my mom had to take my passport to all my
Yeah,
games.
like a man child.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So not long after this, mate, you're playing junior Kiwis, so you'd have been really young playing junior Kiwis.
Oh, the ages started catching up to me, and I played junior Kiwis. I was under 18s at the time.
Yeah. So
And
what was the selection process with that pattern? How was it to be picked? What did it mean to you? And who was in that team with you, if you can remember, mate?
we had Alex Glynn.
Yeah.
He was one of the stars. Proctor, James Turmel. It's quite a few great players come out of there.
Yeah.
But our team was mostly Australians, all the Kiwis living in Australia, and there
Right.
was about five of us that were actually from New Zealand.
So how do you train and what happens with that?
We got together a week before the game. Yeah, I know. But
Bloody hell, mate. Yeah.
all the Australians were, all the New Zealanders that had come over from Australia, they knew everything about the Australian teams because they had been playing them all year. So
Yeah.
we had a pretty good blueprint of what they were going to do, and
Right.
they didn't know about us, the five Kiwi boys from New Zealand.
Yeah.
But by that time, I think I played about four games for the NRL team before I played on the junior Kiwis.
Okay, so I was signing for the Warriors, and how did that come about? And who represented you in when you went to have a chat with them?
Oh, my manager at the time was Peter Brown. He used to play for the Kiwis.
Right.
He's looked after me since I first come into rugby league. Because
Okay, mate.
he's a friend of the family. He's from the town.
Yeah.
And he just looked after me my whole career pretty much until I could do it myself.
That's fair enough, mate. So what happens when you walk in the door? How are you embraced, and how is it sitting in a room with, I've no doubt you've grown up watching these, the superstars to you, aren't they? And
Well, quite daunting at first, and then you just realize, wow, these guys are just normal guys, because they all treat me like they've known me for years, because they watch all the junior league and stuff. So
I think as fans, because obviously you're still ripping it up, mate, aren't you? But as
not
fans,
me though.
I think we forget that though, don't we? We forget yous are just human.
So like, I get heaps of messages. My wife tells me I get heaps of messages of people saying, "Oh man, we saw you on the street. Hey, come and say hello."
Yeah, you're
I'm not
quite
an
an
angry
imposing
person,
figure
only
though, mate.
I'm not an angry person, only on the field.
Yeah. Well, they'll know that now, so
Yeah,
next time you're in the Asda, you're gonna get murdered.
I don't mind at all.
Yeah. So how long was you at the Warriors for, and how long did it take to break out of that reserve side into the first team?
Oh, I was 17 when my first game. Someone got injured. I think it was Moni Batiré. And my mom used to just say, "Just turn up to training. You never know what will happen." So I used to go. I'm not supposed to be there. I was just around the club doing some running and stuff. And then Moni got injured in the preparation up for the game. And I was the only guy around. So Coach Ivan Cleary at the time, he just goes, "Do you want to play tomorrow?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I was all thanks to my mum. She was just telling me, "Just get in the door and just stay there."
Yeah, that's it. Give it your best shot, mate, innit? So, do you know when you're seeing all this, the build up now, like the coverage to someone getting the jersey presentation or the first week into the lead up of the game, it's all documented now. It's the fans get a big buy-in, don't they? So, how was your first week? Was it just any normal week training, and then Wednesday or Thursday you get the nod, or?
I was just training normal, and then, well, I think we played on a Sunday. Money went down on a Saturday, so I had no time to get jersey presentation or
Yeah.
tell my mom or anything. So I got
That.
home. My mom, I got in the car after training, and I said, "Mom, I'm playing tomorrow." She was like, "No way." She started crying, and then I was like, "Oh yeah." So get some tickets for the family.
So is there a cap on what you can do, or will they sort your family out like that?
Nah, they just sorted my family out. Whoever wanted to
That's
come
nice,
from
isn't it?
that.
Yeah. So really, the fact they went down quite late on Pat done you a favour. You had no chance to get nervous, really. Is it something? How do you cope with nerves, mate? Are you good with it, or?
Yeah, I'm not too bad with nerves. I haven't
Yeah.
been nervous since probably the first year of playing.
Right.
But my first game, there was not enough time to get nervous. It was head down and get to work.
That's it, mate. And then you go and look for the ball and get yourself into the game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Do you remember who the game was and how it went?
Yeah, it was Manly. Manly and my, I think it was one of my first hit-ups. I got it from the back, from a kick, and Steve Menzies just put a massive shot on me. I think it was on some highlights reels for a while, and then got taken down because everyone else was doing bigger ones.
Yeah, done you a favour.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but what a day for you and your family, I suppose, mate.
Yeah, it was an awesome day
Yeah.
for our family, especially my parents. They were real proud.
Good stuff. What are you like for keeping like memorabilia? Did you keep your jersey, or have you kept like the program? Maybe did he do programs over there? Yeah. Are you into keeping stuff like that? Because you sound quite chilled and laid back about stuff, to be fair.
I'll give everything away.
Yeah.
In my first jersey, I think I've got my first jersey here. My
Yeah.
mom gave it to me, to my wife, the last time we went home.
Right.
But then, other than that, all my jerseys I've ever played with, it's pretty much gone to like charities or something. Something's come up for me to
Yeah.
give them away.
Yeah.
So they don't mean nothing to me. I've got memories of playing, and I'll always have that. The jersey is just a jersey, really.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been there and done it. I suppose the jersey doesn't really
Yeah.
represent that, does it?
It just covers my stomach. It
Yeah.
means
Yeah.
more to other people that's watched me playing it, pretty much.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely gesture from you know, about I know you're good with that type of thing, mate. You're a fan favourite wherever you tend to go. So how was it for you and your family when you got a call up for Samoa, and how did that come about?
Oh, just I think the coach, Willie Po Ching at the time, he
Yeah.
just gave me a call and he was like, "Do you want to play for Samoa?" And that's always been a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Was my parents as well, because they're from Samoa, and that was the first thing on my mind: Samoa over Kiwis.
Yeah, that's it. It's heritage, mate, isn't it?
So
Yeah.
I was pretty happy, and we had a game in Australia against the Cook Islands, and it was to get into the Pacific Nations.
Yeah.
And I think our team took it a bit light, and we ended up losing.
Right. But still a great experience, Pat.
Yeah, really good experience. To
Yeah.
meet the other players was awesome. Played with Kali Lulua, who was our captain, so I got
Right.
to play with him. And I ended up being McGrath's cousin, my best mate, one of my best mates, McGrath's cousin,
Yeah.
and his uncle was in our team, Philip Lulua.
Right. I've heard about your famous garage parties, mate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I was living with McGrath,
Yeah,
the
the party days.
days are
Yeah.
long gone now.
Work hard, play hard, mate, innit? Yeah.
That
Yeah. So how many games did you manage playing for Samoa out?
Oh, I just played the one test, and then
The one.
I ended up coming to England, I think a year after
Yeah.
that. They wanted me to play against New Zealand, but I was just about to fly out, and I wanted to spend some time with my daughter. So I was like, "Oh nah, sorry mate, I can't come home. I need to spend some time with my daughter before I go back to England. I'll go to
Yeah.
England."
Right, which I've no doubt is a difficult call, but family will always come first because rugby doesn't last forever, does it? Yeah.
I'm a real family man, so it was
Yeah.
always number one for me.
That's fair. So how was that week building up to that international, mate? Is it a completely different week to a cup game?
It was just, it's pretty easy. It's no fitness or anything. I think there was a little bit of fitness, but it was
Yeah.
all just bonding time, just to get to know each other. Because
Yeah.
we all pretty much know the game plan and what we have to do: run hard, tackle hard. So he just gives us a little game plan, but otherwise, we've all played for a long time, and we all know what to do.
Yeah, just a little bit of shape and a few beers.
Pretty
Yeah,
much.
yeah. So you touched on that, mate, and you jumped on a plane and you come over here and signing for Bradford come along. So how does that happen? And was it the same manager, and what persuaded you to make the move to Bradford?
He was the same manager, and I wasn't getting much game time for the Warriors. So he said, "Do you want more game time?" I was like, "Yeah." And I had second thoughts because My daughter was one or two when I come over, and I was like, oh. So, and then he just said, well, the money is triple over there. And I was like, oh, yeah, sweet.
Bloody hell,
So
yeah.
I'll just send all the money back home.
I think you've to be fair to like you and your cultures, and not just you, the other players, the Pacific Islanders, fans again don't realise what you do is doesn't just cover you and your family, does it? Sometimes it covers a village and it covers cousins and uncles and aunties, doesn't it? The
Yeah,
wage, it's
pretty much. That's where all our salary goes.
No,
Just that.
it is. It's a great mentality, but also it's a bit harsh on the earner, but it is what it is, isn't it? And
Yeah, like, because we're in a better position than I was in a better position than anyone else in our family. So the first person that would ask for anything was me, and I've always been a giving person and give what I can. So it means nothing to me. So. Yeah, they can have it.
That's fair enough, mate. So, was there any other clubs interested other than Bradford? So, did you talk to a few people or?
I'm not sure. My manager he never used to tell me stuff like that. He
Right.
just he like he would say, "Oh, there's another club, but go with this club." And
Yeah.
because he's been looking after me and he's a family friend since 12, I always knew that he had my best interest.
Yeah, that's the beauty, mate, isn't it? You can't always trust
Yeah.
a lot of agents like that, can
Yeah,
you?
I could always trust him. So
Yeah.
whenever he said I'll go here, I'll go straight away.
That's fair enough. What do you remember about your spell at Bradford and what stands out to
Was awesome. The fans there were awesome too.
you? Yeah.
The playing atmosphere, the Odsell was crazy when it got packed.
Did you know about Odsell before you went over?
No,
Okay.
I don't really want watch much rugby.
Yeah. You're just good at it.
I'm all right at it. I'm not
Yeah.
too
Yeah. So the history, obviously, with you not watching much rugby and that, it's irrelevant to you because you're there to make your own, I suppose.
Yeah. I guess
Yeah.
so, but far the Bradford Leeds the derby was crazy. I've never seen anything like it
Yeah.
until
So,
I come to witness versus Warrington.
yeah, that's what I'm going to touch on. So, how was the league leading up into a derby? How did you find it? Where did you live in Bradford?
Yeah, I lived in Bradford just
Yeah.
up the road from the club. The club set me up with a house.
So, how was it walking around town before a big game?
I was only in a little village, and I probably had COVID back then because I was isolating all the time. I was by myself. And I had my little bubble, or some all the boys would come around, and yeah, that's it. I
Yeah.
was isolating back
No, that's that.
then.
It doesn't sound too bad to me, that mate. So, how does the move come about, and why did the move come about to witness?
Well, I was at Bradford, and the coach just said, "Oh man, I don't want you anymore."
Well, just up front like that, was it? Yeah.
Was. I'd rather than be honest than
Yeah.
wait till the last second and say we don't want you before I can't find anything. So I
That's
was happy
fair
that he
enough.
said that to me, and then I could go out and find a new club. And then Spitz got in touch, and my manager was over from New Zealand at the time, and he said, "Oh, we're going to go meet up with this guy." And it sounded pretty good. So I was like, yeah, sweet. New team coming into Super League.
Yeah.
A lot of new players coming in. And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
So the rest is history with us, I suppose, mate. So what standout moments can you remember from your first spell?
From what, sorry?
So what stands out moments wise from your first spell with us?
Probably BD Warrington.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Honestly, after games, I forget about them.
Yeah, no, if you don't play, you wouldn't realise,
Yeah.
but you'd invest that much, mate, don't you? And you'd empty yourself. The
Yeah.
minute you come off, you just want to recover, don't
Yeah,
you?
pretty
Yeah.
much.
So how did you find it around town then? Because obviously you live up in the Upton Rocks area, don't you? So how did you find it around town before the derby?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll do the same when I'm here as well. I
Yeah.
isolate for the leading up to the game. I'm just in my own little world,
Yeah.
watching TV, movies, and everything. And then, yeah, people will probably only see me when I'm on the
That's fair enough. So,
pitch.
do you find it easy to get away from the game then, Pat?
Yeah, really
Yeah.
easy. For me, it's just the game, so I
Yeah.
Rugby's big part of my life, but it's not my life. I'd rather spend it with family, talking to family and friends.
That's fair enough. And how often do you manage to get home before COVID and that? Was it rare?
Yeah, I was going home nearly every year.
Right.
Well, Dennis Betts was pretty good. He would give me extra time off
Yeah.
because he knew I had a daughter back there, so I'd
Right.
spend the whole time with her.
Yeah, so he lets the top end players go home a bit early and stay earlier,
Oh
does
no,
he?
he just knew I wasn't doing anything stupid, so
Yeah.
because I had my daughter the whole time I was there, so I wouldn't get up to mischief.
Yeah. So how was it playing under him? Was he good to be under? Is he a good man manager as well as a coach?
Yeah, he was a good coach. He was good to me anyway. So,
Yeah. And was he well liked amongst the boys? So was he a good man manager? So like he treated the way he treated you, you give it that back through performance, didn't you? So he understood your situation, so give you an extra bit of time. So was he good like that with everyone, was he? Yeah.
I think he was. Well, with me, he was. He knows I'm not the best trainer,
Right.
but I could turn up to a game and give him everything I got. So.
Yeah.
He didn't really worry about me training good.
Yeah. You can turn it on, mate. Some people can do it, can't they?
Yeah,
Some
so
people can't.
like fitness, I'd be right at the back and he'd just be like, yeah, sweet.
Right, mate. So before you signed for North Wales the first time, which was about 2018, was it? Did you have a spell with Sale FC in Rugby Union? Or was that afterwards?
I didn't sign with North Wales. I think I got dropped for one game.
Yeah.
I had a horrible game against Hull FC. I think I dropped nearly every ball. We
Right.
lost. We lost by 70. And Cummings was the coach at that time. And he said, "Oh man, I'm going to give you a week off. You're not really performing." And I go, "Oh, I want to go and perform somewhere else." Then, like, no, none of the other players wanted to go down to North Wales. But I was like, "I just want to play."
Yeah.
So I had one game for them and then ended up playing good. So he got me in the next week.
All right, fair enough, mate. So do you train with Widnes and then do a team run with them and play for them, do you? Or how does that dual reg thing work then?
Yeah, we trained with Widnes and then we went there on a Friday,
Yeah.
on a Thursday, just for one session and then game on Sunday.
Right, so are you someone that just needs to be playing?
Yeah, I'd rather play than train because
Yeah.
if I didn't play that game, I would have been doing fitness, and I'd rather play four games in a row than do one session of fitness.
Fair enough, mate. So yeah, you'd have played for anyone rather than do
Yeah,
that.
pretty much.
Yeah. But you did have a spell with Sale, didn't you?
Yeah, I went there
Yeah.
for a year. One of my mates, he's from my hometown, Sam Tuitipo. He's
Oh
a
yeah.
player agent. And he asked me if what I want to do, because I had just left Widnes and I had nothing, because James Rule said he was going to give me a contract, and then ended up pulling out
Shock.
in the last second, like, and everyone had already put players in their team, so I couldn't find another team, and rugby wasn't starting for another month, I think, so just
Right.
didn't get
So
into there.
before Sale come around, how did that make you feel? Because he let a few lads down, really, didn't he? James
Yeah,
Rule.
I think there was a
Yeah.
few of us that. Well, I know my one was last second, so I'm thinking he was thinking I might get him to stay,
Yeah.
but then obviously just left, just
Yeah.
because I had no other club to go to. And
It's mad you can do that when you've got families and bills and isn't it? It's like
yeah, but I understand it because it's a business for him. But I would have liked to stay. But
yeah. So if the offer was there, you'd have happily stayed, would you?
yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't offer me anything, and he said, "If you don't have anything, then we'll try and find something for you." So I was going
Right.
to go back, and then my mate come in from Sale, and he was like, "Well, come play, give rugby a go." It's like I like trying something different, get out
Yeah.
of my comfort zone. I've been playing rugby league for, I think it was 10 years at the time. So try something different. I went all right, didn't go too bad.
For all the latest regarding Trot the Egging, please at John Hetherington on Facebook, at John Heth, H-E-T-H on Twitter, at Trot the Egg In on Twitter, and Trot underscore the underscore egg underscore in on Instagram. You've been listening to Trot the Egg In. Thanks to our sponsors, Bardell Sports. Follow us on Twitter at Trot the Egg In and Instagram at Trot underscore the underscore egg underscore in.